carry the word Easter in the chapter of Acts?
All right, that's a good question, because it is mentioned in the 12th chapter of Acts that they intended after Easter to bring Paul forth. The word Easter there, the margin of my Bible, and most Bibles that have margin give it, Passover. Passover. And we know that Passover is correct, because the verse or two earlier mentions the days of unleavened bread drawing nigh. Well, the days of unleavened bread were the days of the Passover supper and feast. So that's a mistranslation, apparently deliberately made by the Anglican, so-called Church of England, translators who put out our King James edition of the Bible. That particular mistranslation is made by the devil. Since we've said this much about the King James translation, let me say that personally, not being able to read original languages in which the scriptures are supposed to be written, I'm dependent upon the English. I have to read an English Bible. I personally study from a King James version of the Bible. I believe it's as pure as any that's been made, any translation's been made by men. And there has been far more scholarly work gone into the King James translation of the Bible. There are concordances, there are Bible dictionaries, encyclopedias put out by able men in connection with the King James version of the Bible, as with no other translation, no other version. So if you want to be a student of the Bible, personally, I want to mention this, because the idea that there was that mistranslation, yes, that specific thing was a mistranslation, but overall, the King James translation, as far as I'm concerned, is the finest. And I don't want to discourage anyone from using that translation overall, but we must study carefully. We must always be ready to be shown if there's an error somewhere. And it is a fact that most King James translations, if you don't get just the text by itself, those which have marginal references have had the type of scholarly work gone into in connection with them, that in the margin there will be a reference which will show you where there was an error made. So that's true of the King James translation more surely than of any other translation. By the way, there are so many translations being made now. The markets are being flooded. The Bible bookstores are flooded. You can go in, I don't know how many translations of the Bible you could buy. I believe it's another one of the devil's ways of bringing confusion. Each one of us has got to start somewhere with something that's a solid foundation on which we build. We've got to have some basis of comparison in order to determine what the truth is. Well, if I read this translation and its use of words, and this translation and its use of words, and this translation and its use of words, maybe they all state the truth in other words, but my mind isn't able, I don't have that much time for study and thought, to assimilate all those variations, so that the end of me trying to read all the translations would be that I would become confused. That's naturally speaking true. So anyway, personally, I recommend the King James translation as the Bible to be studied for Christians. But again, though, that was Acts 12:4, Brother Moore referred to, the word Easter is used, it is a mistranslation. Admitted to be, obviously is, doesn't teach that there should be any observance of Easter by Christians.